It's been a few hours since my shift was supposed to end, and no one has shown up at all.
You look displeased.
That is an understatement.
Care to talk about it? I've been told I'm quite the good listener.
I didn't know Drakes had the ability to talk.
Most don't. Then again, most don't keep company with the Fae. But enough of me. Let's talk about you. Work have you feeling down? Life on the outside a bit scarier than you want to admit? You seem distressed. What's on your mind?
Well, for starters, I seem to have annoying small things meddling in my personal affairs recently.
Oh me, oh my. A caustic response from Abel Rivans. Didn't see that coming.
What did you call me?
Abel Rivans. That is your name, if I... Yeah, I forgot. You hate your last name. Shame issues or what? Tends to cause you to fly into a snit fit when used as well.
Who are you?
Such temper. Did you get it from your mother or your father?
Shut up.
Why so angry? Afraid I know too much?
You don't know anything about me.
Oh, but I do. In fact, I know something you don't.
Oh no. No. No, 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 no. No.
Well, isn't this just hypocritical? Like father, like son. I personally like the part where you're overly harsh to Dan for being afraid he might turn into a monster. Never mind, it is the same fear that keeps you going. Keeps you on edge.
What are you?
I told you I knew something you didn't. I'm nothing. Your shift ended hours ago. You're dreaming.
He must not have been told. You, I lose the ability to dream.
Well, I guess this is going to be extra awkward now that you're waking up.